Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, June the 9th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. It's 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. I want to remind you again, if you aren't aware, we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you, or pray for you, or pray for someone else, but you need to go to that phone. That's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, Vertical Church Band, and Open Up the Heavens here on Sounds of Praise.
It's what I live for. A place where love will never cease. Willing to die for, yeah. Heaven is where I won't ever be.
Just make it through.
God,
cause all I'm really going. party. I know y'all know how to move out there. Come on, y'all listen to the...
7:19 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. Okay, we just heard Don Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers with The Best Is Yet to Come. Before that, we heard BB and CC Winans with Heaven. The Vertical Church Band with Open Up the Heavens. Richard Smallwood and the Singers with Holy Spirit. Tasha Cobbs Leonard and Kiera Sheard with Your Spirit. Okay, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report they receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. evangelist and pastor Shirley Caesar, and Prayer Works here on Sounds of Praise.
I just want to tell you, live or die, sink or swim, prayer works. Come hell or high water, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, prayer works. Yes, it does. Have you tried it?
I'm all churched out. hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, and this is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of our ministry. We're praying for Michelle of Medford that God will continue to work on her behalf and deliver her from smoking. She's suffering from COPD, and she also has a broken finger. I pray that God's going to heal her finger as well. She has had eye surgery, and we're looking for a complete recovery in that situation. And we're praying that God's going to minister on her behalf as she's looking to be able to attend church again, once again. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. We're thanking and praising you, Lord, because you are God, and beside you there is none other. And because of your goodness, because of your mercy, because of your love, Lord, we are going to be strengthened by you as we recognize that you are in control of all things, and so therefore we can rest in your presence and we can receive the blessing and the deliverance that you alone can give. So we pray that you will work mightily in the life of Michelle of Medford, strengthen her, encourage her, minister powerfully, Lord, so that she might receive exactly what she needs, exactly when she needs it, because we know that you have all things under your control, and we're praising and thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in her behalf, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praying for Dee, looking for God's touch on his finances and also on his body. Father, we pray your touch and strengthen your servant. Give him your wisdom. Give him your knowledge. Give him your understanding. May he recognize, O Lord, that you are in control of all things. And may his faith not fail as he continues to place his faith and trust and confidence in you. And may you accomplish great and mighty things in his behalf. And may he recognize, O Lord, as he yields himself to you and to your control, you can give him the direction, the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding to handle his finances and also touch his body and give him complete healing and complete deliverance is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're praying for W. W, we need his touch on his body as well. Pray, O God, you would touch him and his son. They're both suffering with various physical problems. And we pray you would touch them from the crown of his head, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. May they recognize, O Lord, that they place their faith and their trust and confidence in you. You're able to bring them the deliverance, the victory, the blessing, the power to overcome every attack of the enemy, and may their lives be tremendous testimonies in the days which are ahead of the wondrous things that they receive from your hand, and may many be born into the kingdom through their life and through their testimonies is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. Then we're looking for you to complete the work that you've begun, Lord, in the body of G. May she receive complete victory from the operations that she's had, and may her life be a tremendous testimony of what faith in you can accomplish, because it says without faith it's impossible to please you. So we pray that the measure of faith that you've given to her might be strengthened by the word of God, which also is an increase in faith. And may her life, O Lord, bring you honor, glory, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 7:32 here on WMFO in Medford. This is Pentecost Sunday, June the 9th, 2019. And we have been bringing you music along those lines as we deal with the subjects of Pentecost and the rapture. And also, I want to inform you, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And I just discovered that I think we might have had a problem receiving calls that went to our answering system, but we believe we got it squared away now. So if you want to send in your prayer request or your praise report via phone, you can do that now at 781-648-5158. Also, you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158. When Sounds of Praise is not on the air, or you can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your requests before God's throne. 7:35 is the Sounds of Praise time on this Pentecost Sunday, and we're also dealing with the fact of the rapture, the return of Jesus Christ for his church, and what we should be doing in the meantime. And this is Tasha Cobbs, and she's joined by Bishop Paul Morton, Pastor William Murphy III, and Pastor Brian Pierce. And I do it again here on Sounds of Praise.
Who am I that you are mindful of me? And who am I that you are thinking of me? He said, you are beautiful, my lovely creation. Can't take my eyes off you. He said it was all worth it. And yes, I would again.
And y'all, I kept talking to him. I said, who am I that you would
give your life for me?
And Bishop, I said, God, I can't understand how you'd think the world.
That's how much the Lord loves us. All that he paid in such great agony and pain to pay the penalty for our sins, he said he would do it again. Why? Because he doesn't want anyone to miss out on the benefits and blessings of his salvation. This is your opportunity to come to him just as you are and receive all that he has for you.
Come as you are and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you call upon his name and
here on Sounds of Praise, and this is your opportunity. You've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. This is your chance. He came into the world and he sent the Holy Spirit after he paid the penalty for all our sin. So your gift is there. You just need to surrender yourself to him and receive all that he has for you. I'd like to lead you in prayer so that that can take place in your life this very day. Repeat these words after me, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about his salvation gift in your life this very day. Dear Father, I thank you for Jesus, who was willing to come into the world and give his life as a sacrifice for my sin. Because of that, I have access to your forgiveness and to all the other inherent blessings that are in the salvation gift of God. And I've been on the outside of those blessings for far too long. And now I'm yielding myself, Lord, to you and to your control, receiving your forgiveness and asking you to make me your child and empower me to live for you so my life might be a blessing in your sight and among others who I may be used by you to lead to your salvation gift is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. So therefore, you need to do what you need to do right now so that the Spirit of God, who came into the world, might work his salvation gift in your life through your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And you don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church. You don't have to worry about us writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We are only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And never again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636, or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560, 151 Medford, Mass. 02156, that's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560, 151 Medford, Mass. 02156, or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V, as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please don't put off for some other day what you need to do today. Some other day is not promised to anyone. And we want you to not only be benefited by the benefits and blessings that come to us into the whole world through the blessings of Pentecost Sunday, but we want you to be ready when Jesus calls you. You can go up yonder with him. The late Bishop Walter Hawkins and the Love Center Choir here on Sounds of Praise.
God, as God gives me grace, I've got to run. I've got to run.
Based on my heart, based on my spirit, based on my passion.